Hello there, lovely guys and girls of Pillow Talk Audio. It's Blindly Awake, obviously. And I'm back home from my trip, finally. And, I don't know about you guys. I don't know if you missed me or not, but I missed you guys terribly. Because I kind of was checking the, postings while I was away. I wasn't able to listen to very many, but I was just kind of looking updated, and I have so much to catch up on. But I also wanted to make a recording, but as usual, I really don't have much to talk about, so I just thought I'd ramble about stuff, and yeah, maybe someone will listen to it. Since I love to multitask, I'm actually working on a crochet blanket right now. So if you hear kind of a scrapey, metally clicking noise or something like that, hopefully it doesn't pick up too much, but that's what that is. It's the crochet hook probably hitting my fingernail every now and then as I crochet, because it does that sometimes. But I'm going kind of fast. I actually am working with a different kind of yarn than I normally do. I went to the store and they had a pretty good sale on. They had some different colors on clearance. And some of them were colors that I normally wouldn't have looked at. But, you know, clearance. So clearance, and I have a 15% off your entire purchase coupon. So I picked some up, and I really did like the colors of the yarn I'm working with. The color is called Fall Colors, so it's a variegated yarn, which basically means that it fades from one color to another. So it's like orange and burgundy, and this middle-y color. Middle-y is not a word. But it's kind of like a brassy brownish orangish red. I don't know. It's pretty. But it's it's not like regular acrylic or wool yarn. It's like they got a thread and somehow attached that's like curly. I don't know, it looks like this curly, not thread, but I'm looking at it trying to describe it. fiber, I don't know. So it's not like even, so it makes this kind of ruffly texture, which I really like when I figured out a way to use it, because the downside to it being so ruffly, and it's very thin, well, thinner than regular yarn, because it's attached to the string, and then it kind of just, you know, is poofy with the whatever this is with the yarn that's on there. It gives it a interesting texture, but you can't see your stitches very well when you're crocheting with it. So if you're trying to do a pattern that requires you to go into, say, the top of the stitch from the previous row, for me, it would be kind of difficult. So I'm doing a granny square with it, which if you've probably seen a granny square before. You might have a afghan from an aunt or grandmother or some other older person who crochets, because it seems like mostly older people crochet that old, and I do it. So, but it's the one where it's like almost like little triangles, but there are a lot of holes in the blanket, if that makes sense. But you don't go into the stitches on the next row. You kind of just go into the space in between the little clusters that you make. So anyway, yeah, it's it makes it easier for me to work with. So, yeah. Yarn. I'm sure most of you are confused and probably asleep or turned it off by now. Like, I don't want to hear her ramble about yarn and stuff, but eh. That's what I'm doing, right? And some of you might be interested. Who knows? Maybe you'll Google some of the things I'm talking about and then learn something. But, yeah, so I'm working with that. I don't know what I'm going to do with the blanket once I finish it. I might keep it. I bought 2 balls of this particular color. And I actually bought 2 other balls of a blue that I was going to make my mom a blanket with. But I was iffy on how big one ball, because it's a pretty large ball of yarn, but it's also very thin, so I wasn't sure how big of a blanket or project it would make since I've never worked with it. But for this fall color one, that they only had two balls of that color left, so I just grabbed them. They were only $5 each. So, normally it would have been 10, and then I had the coupon, so, yay, coupon. That's one of the accent tag words. I did listen to a couple of y'all's recordings or answers for the accent tag I put. I think most of you are enjoying it. Yeah. I enjoy listening to the responses. And I actually have another, I guess, challenge tag question thing that I may do that I found online. It was, I think it was on YouTube, but it was floating around as 50 random questions. I don't know if you guys would be interested in listening to that or not, maybe, since it seems like some people like to listen to the rambly bits or questionnaires or whatever. So I might put that up in a couple days and see how that goes. And if everybody likes it, maybe I'll just try to find more of those. And that'll be my thing to put up. But, yeah. Had a good trip. Went out of town to visit family. And was actually supposed to be out of town for another week, but I had to come back to help a friend out with something, which yesterday I was kind of regretting that decision because I was not having a great day. I was feeling a bit moody, I suppose. And yeah. Feeling underappreciated, I guess. But what can you do? I was actually visiting, two of my baby cousins were in town while I was there. And they are both not quite 2. And little boys, they are adorable. And just so cute. And such different personalities already. It's so funny. One is very, how shall I say this, particular about what he wants and how he wants it and who he, you know, goes to, and is not very affectionate to people he doesn't know very well. And then the other is just, he's a little love bug. Like, he will just talk to strangers and just say hey and give everybody hugs and give kisses. And it's just, it's great. But they both are so funny. And I miss them already. I miss my hugs and my kisses from my cousins. But I'll probably go back and visit them. Well, the next time they're both in that town where my family lives, I'll go back and see them, hopefully, because they don't, they both don't live there. They were there visiting. So, yeah, that was fun. It rained a lot, though, while I was gone. And so that was kind of icky. I didn't really go too many places, but I was mostly just kind of hanging out in the house with my folks. And whenever I go home, they always want me to bring my bread machine because I make technically be from scratch because, you know, you use flour and milk and eggs and butter and whatnot, but I make yeast rolls. So if I ever come home without the bread machine, Lord help me, because whenever I get there, they're all just like, where are the rolls? Where are the rolls? Where are they? I want some. So I have to make a lot while I'm there, which kind of gets annoying, actually. It's to the point where, you know, I don't know how many of you cook a lot, but if there's a food that you're, like, known for or that people make you cook a lot, I've found with me, I don't eat it very often because I just kind of get sick of it because I have to make so many. And before it was like that with a dessert I would make for Christmas and little holidays and stuff, Oreo truffles, which is basically you get the Oreo cookies and you crush them up and then you add cream cheese and kind of mix it all up together, form them into balls, put them in the refrigerator or freezer and let them get kind of solid, and then you dip them in chocolate and white chocolate, or I prefer milk chocolate, but so it's not very hard to make. It's tedious because you have to go through all those steps, and one batch is usually like 50 or 60 of them because you don't want that. It's very rich when you mix them up, so you don't want to make them too big. You just kind of want to make them bite size. And if you use a whole bag of Oreos and crush them up, then that kind of winds up being a lot of truffles. But they're good. I still make them sometimes for holidays, but I don't eat them very often because I'm so sick of them, making them, and the process and everything that goes into them. So, yeah. That is what I have been doing. I, as I said, was not having a good day yesterday. And, was feeling a bit down, so I had to kind of, sometimes I have to just have a day where I'm just by myself, I suppose, or just try to limit my interactions with other people. A friend was talking about coming by my house since I was back in town, and then as I was kind of getting deeper into already constant depression, I was like, I will just have to see you another day. I'm tired, I've been driving for hours, and yeah, wasn't feeling too hot. So, oh well, I suppose it's back to the old daily grind. While I was home, I brought my Wii U that I just got recently for my birthday to let my, you know, cousins and nieces and nephews and all of them play with it. So my brother and I were playing Mario. What is it? Super Mario Brothers U, I think. And, of course, for those of you who play Mario, you know, you have to go through and you have to beat all the levels first and then save the princess, of course. But then you can also go back and, well, I always have to go back. I guess you technically could just keep playing each level until you get the star coins, all of them. There's three on each level, and sometimes they're pretty obvious and other times they're kind of hidden. So We went back after we beat the game and got all of those on each level, on each 8 levels, which unlocks a bonus stage, like a bonus world that had, I think, like 6 or 7 stages, one of which was super hard. By the time we beat the game, we wound up having, I think, 99 lives each or something around there. And we were playing 2-player for a while, and then I kind of took a break. So they were playing as Mario. I was Mario. So they were playing as my character for a while by themselves. And then I started back playing with them, and I think my character had like 50-something lives left just because of that one stage. And then, by the time we finished all of that, I had to use a continue, so I basically like lost the other 50 lives. So like that last stage was pretty hard. And so we're thinking, like, once we get all the coins on the whole game, maybe there'll be, like, a special little bonus scene, or, you know, it'll do something special. And it just kind of had a pop-up that was like, you've collected all the coins in the game. And it was it. It was just like, oh, good job. Okay, bye. So that was kind of a letdown, but it was still fun to beat the game. We did have to go online for some of the locations for some of those hidden star coins, because we were looking for them, but sometimes we could not find them on certain levels. They are, if you didn't know they were there or didn't spend the time to look, you wouldn't find them, especially on some of the ghost houses, because those have usually more than one way you can beat it, more than one exit. Some of the other ones, and then there were secret levels I didn't know about that you only can unlock if you beat certain stages a certain way, and all this other kind of stuff. So it was fun though. And I actually have Mario Kart 8, which I haven't, well, technically I have beat it, but you know, you have to beat it on different cups, and I haven't unlocked everything in the game, but it's Mario Kart is one of those games I can't play on my own for very long, because I get frustrated, especially if I'm playing against the computer, because I'll be winning, you know, I'm trying to go through the cups maybe and get first place in all of them, because then you unlock certain things, so I'll get to the fourth race out of 4. And all the other races, I was, like, in first place so far ahead, almost lapping people. And then I'll get to the last lap of the last race, like, right before the finish line. And I'll look behind me, and there'll be nobody there. And then all of a sudden, I get hit with 15 blue shells and 47 red shells. And then I'm in 9th place, and I have to play the whole cup over again. Because I have to get first place in each one, and if I don't get first in each one, then I have to do it again, and I just get frustrated. So, yeah. So, I have to try it. Mario is actually like that too. I'll get frustrated because I keep messing up on a certain part. Like, I'll get, you know, all the way to the end, and then I'll do something dumb and accidentally run into the lava or fall off a cliff or, you know, do something like that, and that gets frustrating after a while. But it's still fun, I think. With each new Mario, they seem to add like a new power up. So on this one, it was acorn suit. So basically, you had like a squirrel suit on, so you could kind of glide some, and then you could like hold on the walls, and yeah, it was weird. And then like in Mario Wii, the regular Wii version, I think they had the penguin suit, which actually came in pretty handy, because on those ice levels, if you don't have a penguin suit, then you would kind of slide all over the place. But if you had a penguin suit on those levels, then you could walk normally. So yeah, Mario trivia and secrets while I crochet a blanket. Weirdness. I'm so weird and random, I swear. But yeah, I'm really, really liking how this blanket's turned out. I'm almost done with the first ball that I have, skein, however you want to say it. I always said skein, but apparently that's not how you pronounce it. It's supposed to be pronounced skein, and I don't like to say it that way, so I just will say ball or skein. Yeah. But I never would have picked this yarn up, because I even picked it up in, it's the same store, but in a different, when I was here, when I was home, I went to the store and bought some yarn, and then I went to the store again, the yarn store, when I went out of town, just because, you know, sometimes they have different colors on clearance, or a different selection on clearance, when you go to a different store, even within the same city. So I was just trying to see what they had, and I had picked up the same yarn, same color, I believe, in the store when I was here, and I kind of, like, I was in the aisle, I probably looked crazy, because I'm just kind of, like, looking at it, and squeezing it, and, like, thinking about it, and, like, oh, I don't know how this is going to work up, and it looks like it's going to be difficult to work with, and so I pick it up, and put it down, and look at the other yarn, and then pick it up again, because I really, really like the colors. And then I kind of look at it some more, and I put it back down. And then I tried to Google on my phone real quick with the yarn and see, like, what other people, like, what projects people had done with it. Because I was trying to see if one ball would make a decent size blanket or not. Or, like, if I needed four or five or however many. But I couldn't really find anything on it. So I didn't get, I got a different color. I got two balls of a different color, the one that I was going to use to make my mom's blanket, and I kind of want to go back to that store and see if they have more of that color, the one I got for my mom, because this one is a pretty decent size. I think it'll be pretty good for, like, if I was going to make a baby blanket, I could probably just use this one ball, and it'd be a pretty large baby blanket, but of course I'm gonna use the second ball, and I don't think it'll be a queen size blanket or anything like that, but it might be, you know, big enough for an adult to kind of snuggle on the couch with. So, but I might need, like, an extra ball of this yarn, so I might go see if they still have it, have the same color on sale, because I have another coupon for another 15% off. And I had some when I went to the store with my mom, and she picked up some things too. She didn't get yarn, she doesn't do any yarn work like that, but I had 50% off coupons on the regularly priced stuff, so I let her use some of my coupons, and they have these big bins of yarn in front of the store, and these bags that are kind of like almost like a mystery bag. I mean, they're see-through and you can see what the yarn looks like, but it has no label, so you don't really know what it is and all of that kind of stuff. So I usually kind of look through it, but I didn't when we went in that day because it was raining, and we had my baby cousin with me, well, with us, and he was sleeping, so I was trying to get him situated and get him inside before it started raining again. And so I kind of passed by, and then when we left, I was like, oh yeah, I wanted to look at these. So I kind of looked, and I saw three bags that I liked, so I picked them up, and it's the same kind of yarn. This like weird, somewhat hard to work with, but kind of pretty yarn. It was in a different color, and it was more of it. It was only, I think, $7.99, and I think it was the equivalent of about 3 or 4 balls in it. I haven't really opened the bag yet, but so I had a 50% off coupon, so I bought that and this other yarn that's brown, and it's kind of, it reminds me of, that makes sense, but like soft, and it's kind of thick, like, you know, wire in the middle, obviously, but I figured it looked like it would make some, like a nice hat or a warm scarf or something like that. I'll figure out something to do with it, because as I've worked with yarn over the years, I've kind of done, you know, crocheted some, and then I'd stop for a while and then I'd start back up. You can get a pretty yarn and think that, oh, I'm going to use this project, and then when you start the project, you realize that it's not going to work. So for that particular stitch or way that you had in your head that you were going to do the project, and you have to kind of adapt. But yeah, like with this yarn, you can't, like, if you make a mistake, it doesn't unravel very easy, which is kind of a good thing, because when I sew in my ends, I know that they're not gonna come out or anything like that when I get done. But if I notice a mistake, a row down, and I have to rip it all out, it tangles on itself very easily, and it tangles on it. It was a huge knotty mess in the middle of it when I first started working with it, and almost made me regret spending my $5 on it when I first started working with it. And I was like, this is why this is on clearance, because yarn sucks. It's awful. But I guess you just have to work with it and be patient. Some people enjoy getting knots out of yarn. They say they're therapeutic. I don't. I just hate to have to cut mine and try to weave in an extra end and make it blend in, so I try to get the knot out, but I usually wind up making more knots and making it more tangled before I make it better, so I try not to do that. Sometimes I just have to put it away for a while and come back to it. And yeah, well, I think I've rambled enough. I really didn't have anything to talk about, anything interesting anyway. But I just wanted to talk. So if you made it this far, thanks for listening. Let me know if you are interested in that 50 question, random question tag thing post that I was talking about. And yeah, have a great day or night, depending on where you are. And I will talk to you soon.